He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the August 28th pre-Labor Day edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money managers Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson, broadcasting live from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. We have a split decision right now on the market. The judges over at the Dow say bull. Positive. The Dow is up 37 points right now. It was down about 100 points at one point in time. Now we're up 40 points, call it. Volatility as we speak. The Dow is at 25,811. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, down 15 points right now. It's at 7,812. The S&P 500 is up 3 points to 2871. So two judges say bull and one says bear over at the NASDAQ. The Russell 2000 up a little bit. It's at 1456. Crude oil. Well, there was a big drawdown I saw in crude oil yesterday, like 10 million barrels, something like that. Crude oil is up $1.49 per barrel today, just in time for the Labor Day weekend. They want to get those unleaded prices up before you fill up for that trip to grandma's. Crude oil's at $56.42. Gold is down $5 per ounce. Boy, that's the first down day in gold that I've seen in a long time. Gold, however, is all the way up at $1,546 per ounce. Silver's up 8 cents. Split decision there in the precious metals today. And Paul, I want you to be looking at the yield curve here, and we'll have a report on that in a minute. But the 10-year's at 1.46. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money managers Bill Gunderson, Paul Carlson. We have a split decision right now on the market, although it looks like it's going to be a unanimous decision here pretty soon. So all we need is the NASDAQ to go positive, and it's moving very swiftly in that direction right now. Let's see, the 10-year, Paul, the 10-year is at 1.46. Okay, another rally in the bond market. Our bond fund is hitting a new all-time high right now. Where is the 2-year right now?
Yeah, we're at 1.50 on the 2-year.
There you go. Okay, so there is a 4 basis point difference, meaning that the yield curve is inverted, and I think that weighed on the market and the futures this morning. I'm just not giving too much credence to the yield curve this time around. This time is different. I do really believe that, but we do have an inverted yield curve. That's the 2-year and the 10-year. And, of course, in the past, that has been an indicator, a very reliable indicator of a recession down the road. Well, we know there's a recession down the road somewhere. I just don't think that the 2-year and the 10-year are as reliable as they used to be with these central banks around the world cutting interest rates. Well, the big question yesterday, did China call Trump or not? I'd like to hear the voicemail, you know, or whatever it was, because, you know, Sunday evening, Trump said that, right towards the end of the G7 summit, I had a call and China wants to sit down again and hash something out on trade. And then, of course, yesterday and this morning, China is denying that they ever called, and that caused all the volatility in the market, the downdraft on Monday. I guess we'll never know the answer to that one, but China denies it. The White House is sticking by their story. the market in the meantime is caught in the middle, and today the market doesn't seem to care too much. I was very active on Twitter yesterday. Maybe we'll talk about some of those tweets that I sent out. A lot of them were about gold stocks hitting new highs, silver stocks hitting new highs, the bond market red hot. And, Paul, what do you have to say for our bond fund today?
It's been fantastic. I think, though, we're going to have some sort of a correction. It just can't go every day, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, I know. Bill Gross said that for 3 years. He was wrong for 3 years. So you know what? I agree with you. I would kind of like to see, we're keeping our eye on an inverse ETF on the bond market, and it's been hitting new lows every single day. I'd kind of like to see that thing at least level off, build some kind of a base, maybe start to curl upwards. But it continues to go down every single day. And I guess what makes me hesitant to short and hedge just a little bit against the bond market is the vast disparity between our yield and Germany's yield. And that arbitrage play, it just seems like keeps coming into our bond market, you know, as they shun these negative yields around the world. And they drool over our whopping 1.45% yield on our bond. So, but keep the powder dry there. There is going to be a time here when we're going to want to hedge just a little bit our current bond holdings. We do have about 10% cash in there right now, maybe a little more than that, 12% cash, because we did lock in profits on a bond here recently. And we're looking for a place to park that cash, and that is one of the considerations that we're looking at is a hedge right now on interest rates. Well, the bond market, again, 1.46, that's a new low, lowest bond yield we've had in a long time, and of course the two-year right now is a better deal at 1.50, which with a whole lot less risk, and that is that inversion in the yield curve. In the meantime, gold, highest settlement yesterday in nearly 6.5 years. Where's Peter Schiff? Last time, I know he's in Puerto Rico somewhere, and I know that this hurricane is headed that way. Maybe that's got him hunkered down. I don't know, but generally speaking, when gold rallies, we see David Stockman, we see Peter Schiff. We see a lot of the gold bugs all of a sudden coming out of hibernation. Of course, they've been wrong about the market, never mind, for the last 10-plus years. But it looks like they're finally getting a little bit of excitement out of a rally in gold and silver here recently. And we do have some exposure. I bought a few gold stocks here recently. I'm not going to go hog wild with them, but you know, many of these stocks are hitting new all-time highs, and we have several ranked stocks right now in our top 200 that are pure plays. There's even dividend stocks. I'm even considering putting a gold stock in our dividend and growth portfolio, because a lot of the gold stocks do pay a small dividend yield. Now, while interest rates are plunging, man, that is bad news for the financials. I have no exposure to the banks. I have no interest in exposure to the banks. The mortgage REITs are just getting absolutely taken to the cleaners. You know, I look on Seeking Alpha today, Paul, and one of the top articles is Annaly Mortgage, NLY, as a hot buy, a strong buy. That thing's getting pasted. It's getting hammered. And, you know, they look at that big dividend yield, which is currently at 13.8%. And you know what? What good is that dividend yield when Annaly, since February, is down 20%? There goes your dividend and more. mortgage REITs are a terrible investment in this type of an environment. But you know what? So many people get sucked in by that big dividend yield. And I also see them touting ABV, which is one of the biggest sucker bets, one of the biggest value traps in the entire market. But they like it because the dividend yield, here again, is 6.5%. And I don't know how many times I've said I would rather have a 1% dividend yield and a growth stock than a value trap like ABV, which has a 6.5% dividend yield and negative growth. Bad combination there. This is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson. A lot to talk about today. We'll be right back.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio. Well, the reason why the financials do so poorly in a falling interest rate environment is, you know, they make money on the spread. they borrow money at one rate and lend it at another, and in between is the profit that they make in that spread. And right now the spreads are so narrow. And in addition to that, a lot of these financials have a lot of cash. For instance, Ameritrade, not everybody's fully invested, so there's a lot of cash, you know, at any given time at Ameritrade, and they're earning a spread. They're paying the clients one return, and they're earning another return, and they're keeping the difference. So I have very little exposure, if any. Well, the credit card companies, but they're not really financials. They're transaction. They make money on transactions, not off of the interest rate spread. So that's the reason why the financial sector. Okay, look at your own portfolio out there and see if your advisor has got you heavily or any exposure to the financial sector. Do you own banks? I would ask the question, why? Or mortgage REITs? This is a terrible, terrible environment for those sectors. What benefits from the falling interest rate environment? Well, I would say the two sectors that most directly benefit and the ones that are hitting new highs, the utilities, number one, because those yields look pretty good in comparison to bonds, and they are bond proxies. I own NextEra Energy, N-E-E, NextEra Energy, and it's doing very, very well, hitting new all-time highs, along with a lot of other utilities. There's a utility ETF, and there's a juiced utility ETF. UPW is two times the utility index, and it's hitting new all-time highs. And the other sector that is in rally mode are the real estate investment trusts, the REITs. You can look at a sector or a REIT or an ETF like RWR. It's pretty much leveled off, though, recently. I personally think the REITs are extremely expensive here. The dividend yields, to me, just aren't worth the extra risk involved because the REITs got taken apart back in 2008 during the last recession. I wrote an article about this. You know, Seeking Alpha, Paul, I don't know if you scan that site every day, but there's the most popular articles are almost always high-yield investments and REITs. Because these retirees are looking for some kind of dividend to support their retirement when, you know, U.S. bonds and CDs and whatnot are returning such low rates. But just keep in mind that the REIT index went down about 60% during the last bear market. The market was down 53%. You say, well, why does real estate investment trust go down? Well, many of them own shopping centers, they own hotels, they own office buildings, they own, you know, malls. Those don't do very well in a recession, and the REIT operators and the REIT owners have a lot of exposure, a lot of recession exposure there. But they're doing well right now because they're seen as a bond proxy. Why should I own a bond at 1.5 when I can own a REIT that's paying 2.2? Well, you're taking a lot of extra risk for that little bit extra in dividend yield that you're getting. I would not recommend doing that. That's just me. Okay, Paul, we looked yesterday at the medical sector. the healthcare sector, the sector is IYH. Is that the one? Yeah. What was the one yesterday that was just looking terrible? Well, it was. It was IYH.
Well, I mentioned United, UNH.
Oh, that's right. UNH, United Healthcare. It's rebounding today, but you're probably right. It plunged again yesterday. I got rid of all my healthcare stocks. Yeah, that's a particular stock, and I think you're probably right on that one. The fear of Bernie Care in Minnesota for United Healthcare, wherein, you know, if we went to all Medicare for all, that would completely put an end to all of the private health insurers. And there was a poll that came out yesterday. I think 53% of Democrats want a candidate who supports Medicare for all. And you can just see the United Healthcare has just peeled over and is in a downtrend. I sold my United Healthcare. I don't have any exposure to the healthcare insurers. And the other sector that got walloped yesterday with that Johnson & Johnson verdict were the opioid-related stocks. A lot of the drug stocks, AmerisourceBergen, McKesson, Cardinal Health, Mallinckrodt, Endo Pharmaceutical, Teva Pharmaceutical. Let's check in on TEVA. That's the one that Warren Buffett bought. Ugh, yeah, that's just a horrible chart. Down to $6.86 per share. This stock was 72 back in 2015, and now it's 6. Where were we? We should have been shorting that thing on the way down. Teva looks horrible. And, you know, so there's a couple of things going on in the healthcare sector right now. Fear of Medicare for all, which would put the private insurers out of business, and this whole opioid thing. And, you know, you always have that risk. You know, Johnson & Johnson got hit, too, on the talcum powder lawsuits and whatnot, so... We also had the food stocks. What's going up here, huh? We'll have to get to that. The first half of the show is depressing. Man, I'll tell you, some days it's just downright depressing. The food stocks crumbled yesterday after J.M. Smucker, a large drop in coffee margins, and get this, weak peanut butter pricing. Did you know there's an ETF, PBJ? Peanut butter and jelly. It's a food ETF. And it's not doing very well. Well, it's done okay, but it got hit yesterday on weak, grape jelly sales are weak right now. And you've had the problems at Kraft Heinz with all the accounting. We don't own any food stocks, but PB&J does sound good about now. Okay, the yield curve, we talked about that. One other one. I find this interesting. Honeywell's chairman and CEO said yesterday, step back from the day-to-day market volatility. He says sometimes we as CEOs can create a recession when we stop buying and stop investing. He does not see a major recession coming. Now, this is according to the CEO at Honeywell. And he's saying, let's not create a recession. Things still look good in the U.S. economy. Okay, well, that's one man's opinion. When we come back, the Baltic Dry Index and a lot of stocks that are doing well in this environment. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. Now, Paul, the other side of that bank trade, the banking stocks getting hit pretty hard, there is a regional bank bear ETF. Three times you triple your fund with that baby. WDR. WDRW. WDRW is the Direction Regional Bank Bear 3X. Of course, it flew. It had a license to fly in 2000. It would have in 2008 when all those banks went down. It wasn't around in 2008. But it's around now. There's only 1.8 million in it, which makes it a little illiquid. It hasn't traded any shares today. But if you're just playing around in a small account of your own, right, this thing is up 44% in the last 3 weeks. 44% in the last 3 weeks. It's three times inverse the performance of the regional bank index, WDRW. And, of course, the other one that is much larger than that, SKF. That's the ProShares Ultra Short Financial. And it has $30 million in it. It trades pretty heavily. It's traded 40,000 shares so far today. But it's up here recently. It's not showing up in any of my top 300 screens. But if the financials start to come unraveled like they did in 08 and 09, you know, I look at these every single day. And there's one other one, FAZ. FAZ is the Directional Financial Bear 3X. Woohoo! Three times inverse. So, Paul, describe to our listeners, what's the difference between shorting and what are the issues with shorting an individual stock versus just buying an ETF that goes inverse the entire sector?
Well, you know, so you have unique risk because it's one security, one stock versus a sector, which is diversified at least across that sector. And you have the issue of the borrowing, you know, locating shares. Sometimes they're not available to borrow to short. And, you know, so there's a cost associated with that borrow as well. And, you know, with the ETF, they take care of all that for you.
Yeah, and an IRA, you can't short, can you? Can you short an individual?
No. That's generally correct, no.
Yeah, so I just find that if I want to pick on something, which I do, I have a few right now that I've picked on, that an ETF for me, but I always look at the volume, okay? You don't want to get something that trades zero volume because you'll move the market if you go out and buy 1,000 shares or whatever. FAZ, for instance, has traded 158,000 shares today. There's plenty of volume. And I also look at how much money is in the ETF. FAZ has $178 million. So no problem there, you know, with the volume and liquidity. But some of these ETFs, you got to watch very, very closely. So anyways, that's the other side of that financial trade. And you've mentioned that, you know, we're looking for a potential hedge in our bond fund. Well, there's TBT, for instance. TBT is very large. It has $670 million in it, $750 million. It's traded 1.9 million shares so far today. It's hitting a new low today, 2308. This is ultra short. Ultra short, meaning two times short. The long bond, that's 20-year plus. U.S. Treasury Index. And there's a lot of, you know, I've heard all the way down, I've heard people saying it's time to short the bond market. I was very negative on the bond market until central banks around the world changed the playbook. And you know that, I mean, I was bullish enough on the bond market. I completely reversed 180 degrees. For me to develop a bond fund, I know a lot of my longtime listeners would say, I never thought I'd hear the day that Bill Gunderson would develop a bond fund. But conditions in the world warranted that with these central banks. And it's been a winner so far, Paul. I think our timing was pretty good on that. I wish I would have developed it maybe even sooner. But I didn't have you around, so you were the catalyst, and I'm grateful for that. Okay, now, As the market worries about the yield curve, the inversion thereof, and predicting a looming recession, you got the Honeywell CEO saying, you know what, I don't see one. And I think you've got the consumers not behaving like there's one coming. Consumer confidence blast through estimates. And you know what? This can be backed up. I learn more by looking at all these individual stocks on a daily basis than by doing anything else. And I saw the earnings last week come in from Lowe's, come in from Target, come in from Home Depot. Middle America, man, that is where America shops, and the consumer is obviously confident, as witnessed and evidenced by those numbers that were reported. And let's not forget your favorite index, the Baltic Dry Index. You see that? It's on a hot streak. The Baltic Dry Index increased 2.1%, its fourth consecutive day of gains. It's been on a run here recently. And, of course, it is an indicator of the ships going back and forth.
Doesn't sound like a recession to me, Bill.
No. And you know what? The Baltic Dry Index is not. Maybe the yield curve is, but not the consumer, not the CEO of Honeywell, not the Baltic Dry. And I did notice that our ports were full last night. I crossed the Ravenal Bridge into downtown last night and noticed on the way back that the Wando River, which I live on, at the base of the Wando is a big terminal, which houses three, they can unload three large ships. And, you know, our fishing guide was telling us that a lot of that is done by GPS, that they park those ships right in the right spot, and GPS aids in the unloading of all of those containers. Much of it is automated by GPS technology. All right, let's see here what else we have. Well, we do have big news coming out of the UK. It sounds like he's going to get her done. Boris Johnson, Bojo, he's going to take the UK out of the EU. There's going to be a hard Brexit. No looking back. And, of course, the EU is telling the UK to not let the door hit them on the way out. And even the Queen is on board here. Even though she's upset, did you hear this? She's upset about the helicopter tracks that President Trump's helicopter left in the royal lawn. did you see that story?
I didn't.
But I did. She wants him. There's a divot in her lawn left by presidential helicopter, and she wants it fixed now. Okay, let's see. Let's get to some individual stocks here. There is a rare earth stock. I got to find that. It's OSN, O-S-N, that I discovered yesterday. OSN Innovation. It's a Chinese rare earth stock that flew yesterday and getting hit today because the U.S. is in talks with Australia to come up with the solution and use Australian rare earth minerals and not rely upon China, which kind of has locked up the market on rare earth. And I see on that news, OSN, which was a story stock yesterday, getting hit today. Peloton, you got your Peloton workout ready for today, Paul? You know, it's $2,000 for the bike. You got to subscribe, blah, blah, blah. I think I'll just go get a Whopper instead. Peloton files for IPO paperwork. I'm not standing in line to buy that one. Costco has got to limit the amount of people inside. It was a hazard yesterday. So many people showed up at the grand opening of their Shanghai store. They're only going to allow 2,000 people at a time, and Costco stock yesterday was on fire. We do own Costco in the dividend and growth. Look at the chart today. COST. No wonder we own Costco.
Wow.
New all-time high. That was a 100. Look at this. The market's up triple digits right now. 113 as Costco, probably leading the way, hitting a new all-time high today. Well, I have a loser. I always admit my losers. It's down, but I do have a featured stock of the day, and it's one you may not have heard of before. This is Gunderson and Carlson. It's the best stocks now, Radio Hour, doggone it. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Costco pounding out new all-time highs today. Beyond Meat going to start selling burgers in Canada. Carl's Jr. Man, those famous stars can't get any worse, can they? Well, they're going to try. Express, boy, there's a mall-based retailer in big trouble. It's in that ETF empty, where the malls just keep showing four lease signs and closed stores. Tiffany's, oh, I've been in it a few times. I always get followed around by a guard. Why is that? They don't follow around anybody else, but he's right on my tail. Tiffany, EPS, beats by 7 cents, misses on revenue. Here's my loser of the day. We have a very, very tiny position in Autodesk. In the it's actually coming back somewhat right now. It's in the ultra growth buy and hold portfolio, which is up over 32% so far this year. Autodesk is not helping today. It's down 10%. I'll have to reevaluate that position in said portfolio. Maybe look for, I've got a lot of good stocks that I found recently that I'm kind of ready to pull the trigger on. And we'll see what happens here today. I'm going to feature a weird stock today. MongoDB Inc. MongoDB develops and sells subscriptions to a modern general-purpose database platform. Interesting model. I don't know of any other company that does such a thing. They are headquartered in New York, New York. It's currently an $8.2 billion company. It was on fire. The stock was just on fire. It's currently consolidating those recent gains. They have not turned profitable yet. They went public in 2017 at about $30 per share. It's now $147 per share. And listen to their sales growth over the last four quarters, 55%. 67%, 71%, and 78%. I found the stock by using my beststocksnowapp.com, and one day it showed up as one of the top-ranked stocks. In fact, right now it's ranked number 194 out of 5,328. We're up to 5,328 stocks in our database right now. Mongo MDB is ranked at number 194, and we own it in that same portfolio that Autodesk is in. And I see today that Morgan Stanley, and that's a pretty big firm. Well, you know, that always gives me some confidence when they come in and they raise Mongo to a target price of $284 from $185. That's pretty dang good. To align with management strategy to more fully penetrate the broader data management market. Morgan Stanley sees Mongo as a potential central cloud-based data hub competitor by consolidating different use cases into their core platform. Well, they've got a wide range on their on their price target, anywhere from 156 to 284. That's our friends at Morgan Stanley who like to narrow things down, right? I think they're, what was their, were they the ones with the Tesla target price between $2 and $300? Take your pick. What the heck, man? I want to be an analyst for Morgan Stanley and be able to put out a research paper that says, well, you know, anywhere between 2 and 3, that's like the weather, man. You know, tomorrow could be anywhere 10 below zero to 90 degrees. I'll be right because it will be in that range somewhere. You might want to take galoshes and, you know, and light clothing along on your trip tomorrow. I don't know how they get away with it at these big, giant firms. These same giant firms that want you to asset allocate into their one-size-fits-all. They never go outside to look at the weather or the what's going on in the market or interest rates or whether or not there's a recession brewing. They want you to go by their asset allocation, robotically driven. The same people that were selling you, subprime loans with A-plus credit ratings back in 2007, 2000. The same people that were saying stay the course with the tech stocks back in 2000. I listened to them back then. I learned my lesson. Do not listen to these big firms on Wall Street. They have an agenda. They have packaged products to sell that earn big commissions. And they've dumbed down Wall Street now by pretty much making money management about the same way McDonald's makes a hamburger all over the world. Mediocre at best. Mediocre at best, because most of them are just downright awful. Anyways, they do like a stock that I like, so I don't know if that taints it. Maybe I should sell it now, but they do like MongoDB. That's my featured stock of the day. Boy, we got a whole makeover coming to our website. I looked at the early look of it. I really like it. It's moving. It's got a lot of motion and things going every which way. And you know what? Look, we're kind of on the cutting edge out here. We're not packaging products and selling them to you and dumbing down. We're still active management out here. We're going to have an active website coming up for you here real soon. Every day I post my, what do you call that, daily blog on my analysis after fishing in the market every day. Maybe I should have you put a little paragraph in there on what you saw on the fixed income side of things, Paul. I'll have to give you my login so you can add in your two cents as to what you see on a daily basis, because we are active in the market daily. We talk about inverse funds here. We warn against high-yield stocks. We are active investors, and we seek out the very best of the best, the cream of the crop. That's what we want to own, the all-stars in our portfolios. It takes a lot to make it into our portfolios. And if you can't make the grade, we kick you out and replace you. That's the way it goes here. And we have our eyes in the rear view mirror at all times. All right, if you'd like to get the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. If you'd like to talk to us, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.